From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In Liberia, despite calls by rebel leaders for troops to stop their assault on the capital, Monrovia, gunfire ripped through the city today. And for the second day in a row, mortar shells slammed into a refugee camp adjacent to the U.S. Embassy. U.S. Marines en route from neighboring Sierra Leone to reinforce security at the embassy were unable to reach the city because of bad weather. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Monrovia.
In the heart of Monrovia, almost the only vehicles moving on the streets are pickup trucks overflowing with gun-toting government troops. A few pedestrians rush from the safety of one cement wall to another. Today, the mortars didn't start falling until late in the afternoon. But when they hit the same residential compound near the U.S. Embassy that shells ravaged yesterday. There was a glimmer of hope today that political change might be coming to Liberia because President Charles Taylor finally buried his dead mother. Taylor has said repeatedly that he wouldn't go into exile until he laid his mother to rest on Liberian soil. She died 4 weeks ago of natural causes, and the funeral issue was starting to look like another of Taylor's stalling tactics. A military band led the funeral procession. Scruffy government soldiers holding AK-47s surrounded the small church in one of the last parts of Monrovia still solidly controlled by President Taylor. Just past the funeral procession of late-modeled Mercedes sedans and new 4x4s, people who fled the fighting elsewhere were searching for food and water.
The situation now is getting out of hand. We cannot continue to die, okay? We are innocent people. We don't know what's happening.
23-year-old Ernest Jackson says mortars yesterday killed four people at the camp where he's staying, including two children aged 6 and 7. Jackson says he's fed up with President Taylor, fed up with the rebels, and fed up with the international community that still hasn't sent in peacekeepers to stop Liberia's bloody civil war. He's also dismissive of President George Bush's latest order to send U.S. warships to the Mediterranean for possible deployment to Liberia.
Mediterranean, is that where the fighting going on? Fighting is not going on at the Mediterranean Sea. The fighting is going on here in Liberia, Monrovia, to be specific. And it's very, very dangerous, so they must come. We need them here in Liberia. Okay, if they don't know the way, they can call me. I will direct them here. Okay? I will direct them the road to Liberia.
A fierce mortar barrage yesterday injured hundreds of people, killed at least 90 others, and rattled Monrovia for hours. Today, the rebel's senior military advisor in Accra, Ghana, said by telephone that he's told his troops to stop fighting. Yes, we did call for a ceasefire, the rebel leader said, but it's going to take some time for the orders to trickle down. This is not a soccer game where when the game ends, everybody stops. This is war. And this war continues to send civilians streaming to the last operating hospitals in Monrovia. The casualties from today's attacks are still being tallied, but the hospitals are already overflowing with patients. At this makeshift clinic in what used to be a residential house, most of the wounded lie on blankets on the floor. Boxes of saline solution have been stacked in the windows as a buffer against stray bullets and shrapnel. This boy, 18-year-old Musa Saweri, arrived late last night. He was hit by a mortar.
I fell on the ground. I started to crawl to my house. Oh, people that were behind me, every one of them was dead. So I alone was wounded.
Hani Khalifa, a physician with Doctors Without Borders, which runs the clinic, says Saweri's injuries could have been much worse.
So you see several particles has penetrated his body on several sides, abdomen, chest. Actually, he has been very, very lucky because all these injuries happened to be superficial. So he received just a minor treatment, dressing, and when the situation will allow, he can go home.
But Dr. Khalifa says one of the main problems at the hospital is that people can't leave. Fighting in the city is so intense and unpredictable that when it's time to discharge patients, it's unsafe to send them back out into the streets. In addition, the people who are out on the streets, many of whom have been pushed from their homes by fighting throughout Liberia, are finding it increasingly difficult to find food and water. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Monrovia.